Have you ever ridden a bike in a bear suit? Hey, what's up, guys? Jay Flats here with Two Decades. My story today, about 15 years ago, I had the opportunity to work in a commercial alongside Lance Armstrong and Mike Rowe and a bunch of crazy characters from the Discovery Channel. And these series of commercials that we were shooting were called Race to Replace. They were looking for someone to replace Lance Armstrong on the Discovery race team. And so they put out these wacky casting notices. They're looking for all kinds of characters, circus performers, vaudeville, all kinds of characters. And I saw a link for costume character experience. So I submitted for it. I'd done characters in the past. I was also a mascot in high school. And I actually got called in on it. So I went into this audition, and it was a crazy lobby. I mean, there's mimes, clowns, jugglers, contortionists, all kinds of crazy characters that could have been on a number of different Discovery Channel type shows. And so I'm only one of three guys that get called into the audition for the costume character role. So it's me and two other guys, and we walk into the room, and the first two guys in front of me got the question wrong. First rule of improv is yes, right? You never say no. So the casting director calls us in, and she goes, okay, hey, number one, have you ever ridden a bike in a bear suit before? And he says, no, but I was a mascot in high school. She goes, okay. Second guy, have you ever ridden a bike in a bear suit before? And he says, no, but I was a character at Disney. I have Disney experience. And she gets to me, guy number three, have you ever ridden a bike in a bear suit before? Yes. Okay, great. Thank you guys for coming in. Number three, if you could stick around. So I stick around, and I got the question right. It was that simple. Had I ever ridden a bike in a bear suit before? No. But did I know that I could? 100%. 100% I could have ridden a bike in a bear suit with my eyes closed while juggling. Because when you're broke and struggling, yeah, I can do it. Absolutely. So if anybody ever asks you, have you ever ridden a bike in a bear suit before? Just say yes. If someone asks you, are you a god? Say yes. So I get to stick around to this audition. And I go out into the parking lot because they want to see me ride a bicycle. And I had actually ridden my bike to the audition from Hollywood and Highland all the way out to the west side of town to Santa Monica. I rode my bike the whole way, maybe just to get into character. Also a combination of I had plenty of time on my hands. And no car at the time. And so they asked me to ride the bike across the parking lot. So I stood up on the seat, put my feet up on the handlebars, acted big. And they're like, great, you're cast. You're now going to be the grizzly bear representing Grizzly Man, the TV show, in this series of commercials with Lance Armstrong. Super excited. I couldn't have been more happy about it. But also on this particular day, not only did I book that commercial, but I heard one of the funniest things I had ever heard in a casting session before. The commercials were all non-union, and we're in the lobby, and there's all kinds of characters around, and then out of nowhere, we hear in the back a casting director actually says this out loud. It was hysterical. She just goes, come on! How hard can it be to find non-union mimes? How hard could it be to find non-union mimes? So I get cast in this commercial, Race to Replace, go way out into Thousand Oaks to shoot in these fields along these long white equestrian fences. And they've got these process trailers. And if you don't know what process trailers are, they're, you know, commercials, movies, television. They might shoot a scene with somebody riding a motorcycle or riding a bike, but in actuality, they're not really riding the bike. That bike is on a trailer, and that trailer is being pulled. The trailer is called a process trailer. And so for this particular shoot, there's a trailer with five, competition style bikes that you would ride in like the Tour de France. And so my job now is to get into this grizzly bear outfit. And nobody learned my name over the whole weekend, the whole shoot. People just called me Bear. They were like, hey, Bear, you can break for lunch. Hey, Bear, we're ready for you. Hey, Bear, take five. You know, stuff like that all weekend long. And so I get on the back of this process trailer, and I'm in the suit, head on and everything. And then I hear to my right Mike Rowe's voice from Dirty Jobs. And then in my left ear, Lance Armstrong. So Mike Rowe and Lance Armstrong are now side by side, and I'm in this grizzly bear outfit pretending to ride a bike. We went up and down the road a few times, went down, turned around, went up, down, turned around. And Mike Rowe was basically saying he's got an advantage in this Race to Replace the Captain commercial because he's going to dump a bucket of pig poo on himself and no one will want to ride around him. And so we talk about it, and then finally Mike Rowe actually dumps this fake bucket of pig poo. And we get to the end of the street, and they say, hey, Bear, you can take your head off now. I've been sweating this whole week, the whole weekend, and it was already crazy humid, which is weird for Southern California. It doesn't get too humid, but the weather was really rainy, and it was crazy moist in the area. And so I finally take this head off, and I can't get the head off myself. So Mike Rowe and Lance Armstrong help me take the bear head off. And as they pull the head off, I'm dripping with sweat. And I look to my left and I go, oh, wow. Hey, Lance, it's an honor to be riding with you, man. And Lance just looks at me and goes, no, it's an honor to be riding with you, Bear. Chuckle, 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 everybody on the trailer. And they help me off the bike, and it starts to rain. Now, they had a bunch of commercials set up they were going to shoot, but they weren't written for weather. So the crew had to adapt. They had to come up with different things on the fly. They had to improv. So they came up with different things where they had the bike riders, the bike racing team, the Discovery Race team guys are now in a trailer in a rain delay, quote-unquote rain delay. It would say that on the bottom of the commercial. On the screen, lower third. And so they would say something, something, something. And they go, I don't know. Does a bear go to the bathroom in the woods? And the camera pans outside to a porta potty. And I'm in the bear suit in a porta potty. And I open up the door, look left, look right, close the door. So it's that old, does a bear shit in the woods? And the commercial was, does a bear go to the bathroom in the woods? And so it was a funny little old school like dad joke, right? But the best part is I'm in this grizzly bear suit in a porta potty and I have a walkie-talkie in there and they literally just go, action bear! Action bear! So I stick my head out, look left, look right, close the door. Pretty wild situation. I've got a really cool picture. I'll put it up on my Facebook. I'll put it up somewhere of me. It was raining the whole weekend, and we had to wrap the grizzly bear feet in black plastic bags. So the photo I have on the competitive racing bicycle is me in a grizzly bear suit. They named him Fred. I guess he'd been used for several different movies. In the grizzly bear suit, riding a bicycle, feet wrapped in black plastic garbage bags because it was rainy that whole weekend long. Long story short is that if anybody ever asks you, have you ridden a bike in a bear suit before? You better say yes. That's my bike in a bear suit, Mike Rowe, Lance Armstrong story, Discovery Channel. Thank you guys for tuning in. Working on some more shows as we speak. 2 decades in Los Angeles. I've got a lot to share. I'm going to try to share with you as much as I can and the craziest stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in.